Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia.
And I'm Matilda.
And you guys are listening to Basically Besties. And today we have a special guest, Matilda from Stax. If you guys don't know about Stax, you must be living under a rock because I feel like you guys are everywhere. And it's really exciting to have a guest on. I feel like we haven't had a guest on the pod in ages.
And what a guest to have, because we've just kicked off our own brand. So we thought it would be good to have another boss lady in the room giving us tips, sharing her journey. And I think Matilda is the perfect fit.
You guys are so kind. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on. I'm very excited.
Of course. With every episode, though, we do start off with our side eyes. But I've actually got a little bit of a Clark certified this week. Yep. So we're recording this episode early because we're going to go to Singapore in a few days. And my Clark certified is that yesterday, I'm pretty sure it was yesterday, yeah, was International Women's Day, and it's my Clark certified because I love women.
Oh, so wow. I like that. Yeah. Short and sweet. And you know what? We are blessed to know so many incredible women. Like, the women that we know are all amazing. They're all inspiring. They're all chasing their dreams. Mm. Even little Deja, she's 13 and such a boss already. So I love that.
I know. Yeah.
I love it.
So, Matilda, do you have a side eye that you want to share?
I came prepared.
Okay.
I have a side eye. So I went to an International Women's Day event the other night. Mm-hmm. And it was really, you know what it's like at events? It is so noisy. Like, yeah, it's so hard to hold a conversation. And you kind of just do like a bit of small talk because you can't have too much depth in a conversation, yes, because you can't hear a thing. And so I was introducing myself and obviously it was really loud. And the person I was introducing myself to thought I was saying Miss Yoda instead of Matilda. So I was like, my name is Matilda. And she's like,
Miss Yoda.
She kept getting me to repeat it. And then she said Miss Yoda. And I was like, so my nickname for the night was Miss Yoda. Oh, and no. I don't know if that's going to stick now. I hope I haven't just like shot myself in the foot and now everyone's going to be calling me Miss Yoda.
But
it
crazy.
Was hilarious. And I thought, imagine if someone actually introduced themselves and they were like, oh, my name is Miss Robertson or Miss Mar-. Like, they wanted to address like this. Miss Yoda was
that's
my name.
So funny. You know, when that happens to me, when people can't hear me when I'm pronouncing my name, I always go like this. I'm like, meow, like meow. And they're like, oh, cat. And I'm like, yes, that's my name.
Do you correct people?
If they don't understand or if they call me Kath.
Yes.
Because I hate being called Kath.
And you have to do it immediately. Yeah. You can't let it go for too long.
Exactly. Because then it's too late.
Yeah. Because I hate being called Tilly.
Oh, yeah.
And so if someone calls me Tilly, I immediately have to be like Matilda or Till.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then if you leave it too long, it becomes too awkward and you just have to go with it.
Jonathan's like that as well. So his name is Jonathan, but a lot of people shorten it to John. And he hates it. And he's like, they're two different names. I'm like, oh, okay. But he'll correct people immediately as well because he likes being called Jonathan.
Sometimes I just roll with it. Like, people will come up to me, they'll be like, oh my God, Deja. And I'm like, hey. Like, I just let it go. I'm like, honestly, like, it doesn't even matter at this point.
Like, it depends on, like, the vibe. You're like, if we're going to be in a whole conversation and you're going to think I'm Deja, it's a bit different. But if it's just like passing by, like, all right, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of people do call you Deja. Mm. It's crazy.
I know. And I'm like, I don't even feel like we look alike. But then Deja told me a lot of people call her Letitia.
Yeah.
And I was like,
they just messy with you.
Yeah. I'm like, guys, this is not funny.
Yeah. Well, the other day I went to Pack Fair with Deja and we met someone and the girl said bye and she's like, oh, and say bye to your sister for me. And I was like, I have a sister? Oh my gosh, she's talking about Deja.
Oh my God.
So yeah, there's that so too. But I mean, that's a compliment.
Absolutely. You have to take it. I take everything as a compliment.
Yeah.
Literally, you could insult and I'm like, oh, thank you. Like, I'll find, I'm annoyingly positive so I can find a way to spit it every time.
I love that. Yeah. I love it. Can I share my side?
Yes.
So you guys know I have started, we've started our own brand, Collade, and we started in our lounge room because we weren't expecting how crazy it would be. And so my entire lounge room has basically turned into a warehouse and my kitchen is starting to overflow with mess. Like, it is just crazy town. And I haven't had a home cooked meal in a very long time. We have literally been living off Nando's, GYG. What else have we been eating?
Sushi.
Everything. It's just like
grilled. Oh my gosh. Yeah. We had grilled like 100 times.
Yeah.
So no complaints.
Yeah. It was good.
But I was just craving a home cooked meal. And so I went to Kmart and I bought this little noodle cooker thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to cook in my Tesla. It'll make great content and I'll be able to have a home cooked meal. So I ended up cooking this ramen. And it was incredible and went inside, did our thing. And the next morning we all jumped in the car and my whole car smells like ramen.
I was going to ask, how does the car smell?
Yeah, it's not good.
Oh my God.
It needs like a deep clean. So that's my side eye, my car smelling like ramen.
That's kind of good though. Like, I wouldn't mind that, but that's just me.
But it's like a Tesla. You want to smell, you know,
that new car smell. Yeah.
But it smells like an Asian restaurant. So yeah, that's my side eye. Okay, so like I was saying before, guys, you would all know that we started a brand about a month ago now, and there's been a lot of learnings within that month. And I've just been keen to really talk to other business owners who have gone through it all and are now almost like you're living my dream life. Like, I look at you, I look at your social media, Matilda, and I am obsessed with how you do everything. So I'm so excited to have you here today and I'm so excited to pick your brain. But would you mind if we ask you a few questions about your journey?
Of course. I am an open book. But firstly, congrats, guys. The fact that you sold out, like, incredible. And I totally understand what you're talking about with your whole house is now turning into a warehouse. When we first started Stacks, when we first moved across to Sydney, so we started Stacks in Perth. When we first moved across to Sydney, we couldn't afford like any furniture, right? But we didn't need any because literally our whole house was just taken up from like packing boxes.
Wow.
We were the same. Like, we didn't, like, the warehouse started in Don's mum's spare room, moved to my dad's spare room, and then Don and I moved out together, ended up taking up our whole apartment. So we were pretty much living in our warehouse as well.
Oh my gosh.
All we could afford, then we moved into a storage unit, and all we could afford in the storage unit was this tiny, tiny little, there was not a lot of stock. Like, we weren't selling it. Like, we were selling out, but we didn't have a lot of stock at the time, you know.
Yeah.
The storage unit was very, very small. We couldn't afford a storage unit with electricity. Mm-hmm. So Don used to literally go and pack orders with a, like, torch hat on.
Oh my God.
He wouldn't let me go in it because he was embarrassed and he said it was dangerous. But then also there was no Wi-Fi reception. So he would like have to pick one or like get it up on his phone, go into the storage unit with his like torch light on, pack it, go back outside, hold his phone up, get the next order because there was no reception in there either. So it was literally like a pitch black room that he was packing orders in. This was still in Perth. So once we had graduated from our tiny, tiny apartment, into the storage unit, which was crazy. So
wow,
I feel your pain.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's so funny because like a lot of the times you only see like kind of where we are now. Like we have like we've got a very big warehouse now. We have 160 staff. Like we've got a lot going on, and we're still learning so much. Like you can pick my brain all you want, but we're still going to make mistakes. And I don't think anyone ever really knows what's going on or what they're doing. We're all just winging it and trying to do the best we can. And the mistakes, we still make mistakes and we still have to learn hard lessons. They're just like a little bit different because we've learned lessons previously. Yes. But yeah, it's crazy to actually look back and reflect on the journey. Cause I feel like even Don and I don't do that much now.
Yeah.
Cause we're so busy. We have so much going on. You do need to kind of just like take a second and reflect and realize how far you've come. But we were the exact same. It started from Don's mum's spare room.
So what were you doing before this idea of starting a brand? Yeah. What were you both doing?
So my background is recruitment. I worked in recruitment since I was 18. And Don started Stacks in 2014-15. Mm-hmm. I met him in 2015-16. He was working at a supplement store. He was literally just a cute guy serving me a protein bar on my lunch break. And he was also trying to sell like tights on the side.
Right.
And I thought, I hated the tights. They were so embarrassing. They were like this blue pair of tights, and it said the slogan for Stacks was passion over everything, right? And so he highlighted the word. Am I allowed to swear? Oh, it's not a swear. Yeah. He highlighted the word ass in passion. So it said ass over everything on these tights. This is so embarrassing. And he gave me the pair of tights. And he's like, oh, take a sexy pic and post it on Instagram. And I was like, this is so weird. Like I thought Instagram was just a photo editing app.
Yeah.
Like my Instagram was just like the same three selfies of me with like sepia tone, like black and white. Like I was not using Instagram for anything but editing a selfie.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh wait, people are actually like looking on Instagram. Like I didn't realize what it was. Quickly deleted all my pictures and I took this sexy photo for Don. It sounds perverted, but it wasn't. Like sexy, just cute, you know?
Yeah.
And hated the tights, but I thought Don was cute. So I went with her. And then we started dating. And I had zero interest in selling this tights. So I was like, this is going nowhere. Like in
and
my mind.
And did he have like a big vision for it?
Yes.
Okay, right.
He's always been a dreamer. He's always been so like, he was in $80,000 debt when I met him just simply from failed businesses.
Yeah.
But he just kept going.
Yep.
Like it's unbelievable how strong his persistence is. Like nothing will get him down. And I always thought I'm going to be like the boss bitch working in recruitment. Like I could be the sugar mama. Don can sell his tights, like whatever. I'm going to stay corporate in my safe job.
Yeah.
So we were dating and I ended up like helping out on photo shoots, helping out with designs because like women don't want to wear tights that says ass over everything. Like that was designed by a man.
Yeah.
He needed a woman's touch. And I found myself getting really passionate about the brand.
Wow.
And like suddenly I'm working for it without getting paid because like all of our spare time is just spent working on Stacks.
Yeah.
I was doing photo shoots before work, after work, on my lunch break.
And this is when you were just dating.
When we were dating, yeah.
Wow.
Like my corporate job recruitment started to kind of be at the back of my mind because all I could think about was like marketing, PR, who are we going to dress? What are we going to do? And I realized before long that I was well and truly invested in both my relationship and the brand.
Yeah.
So I literally just kind of fell into it, which
is
crazy.
And did you just quit or?
No. So we ended up, so this was when we were still in Perth. Then we had a target of how much money we had to make each day before Don could quit his job and go full time.
Yep.
So we hit that. And then I was supporting us both, paying the rent, things like that with my salary. I had a really great relationship with my manager and I ended up getting a transfer to Sydney with my recruitment agency, which is how we were able to move here.
Right.
I still worked full time and I worked in the Sydney office.
Wow.
So like I am so grateful to, there you go, a powerful woman, Michaela. She was incredible. She is incredible. And if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have been able to move over because she had the trust in me that I would still do my recruitment job.
Right.
She could trust me from over here and she knew Sydney was where I wanted to be for Stacks. Yeah. So we moved across and then it took about a year or so of me working in Sydney, still full time. We had hired employees for Stacks and I still wasn't working for Stacks.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up being like the third or the fourth employee in Stacks because we had to hit certain targets before I could leave. And I'm not someone who's just going to think like, oh, let's just go sell activewear, quit my job. Like, let's give it a go. Like I need a plan and need to make sure like we can still pay our bills.
Yeah.
so yeah, it took a while. I think 2021, 22 was when I went full time.
Wow.
2021, I think, would have been when I went full time.
When you had four staff.
Yeah.
And now you have 160
staff.
That
is wild.
It's wild. Yeah, it's crazy.
And is it just continuing to
grow? Continuing, yeah. Because we've got retail now as well. So we have five retail stores across Australia. We're opening a couple more this year too. It's just, yeah, it's beyond. But like I said, it is really nice to kind of take a second and reflect to those times where, you know, I met Don 80K in debt and he's packing orders from his mum's spare room. And even when I met Don, when I first met him, I kind of thought Stacks was a lot bigger than it was as well. Just by the way he talked about it, he was always such a dreamer. He would I don't know, I think I just created this other reality in my head where he had an assistant and a warehouse and all of this stuff, because there's just something about him that he always knew that the business was going to be successful.
Yeah.
So everyone believed that it was.
I love that.
That's awesome.
And
that
mindset, it's like manifesting.
It is manifesting.
So obviously in the past, 3 or 4 years, you went from four staff to 160. Was there a moment that caused Stacks to blow up, or has it always been a slow and steady game?
I feel like it's a bit of both. So I always remember this one time. It was when COVID lockdowns had just started, and Don and I were releasing the second premium Seamless, which was the first collection was amazing. It did really well for us. We were still very small business, and we were onto Premium Seamless Part 2. So we had this beautiful photo shoot planned. This was the first time we were going to be flying influencers, models from all around Australia to Sydney to do the photo shoot, and then COVID happened. So lockdown happened. We had to cancel the photo shoot. Don is a self-taught photographer. So I ended up modeling for the campaign. Don took the photos of me, because you couldn't have anyone else in the room with you. We're in lockdown. Yeah. So we ended up putting this campaign out, and we had placed this massive order before the COVID lockdown, before that happened. We placed this massive order with our factory. It's the biggest order. We emptied our bank accounts to get all this product. Mm. And then the world went into lockdown and we couldn't track our shipment anymore. So we had literally emptied our bank accounts. And we didn't know if the stock was going to be arriving. All of our factories had closed. The world was closed.
Yeah.
So we were this is the end. What are we going to do? We literally just had to cross our fingers and keep putting out our Instagram posts and launching this week and hoping for the best. And anyway, thank God the shipment ended up arriving. And we sold out of the collection in 60 seconds.
What?
Which was insane. And Don and I were
kidding.
I said to Don a couple of days before, I said, we can't buy coffee. We cannot buy coffee anymore. We're in the middle of lockdown. We don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen in the world. If this collection is ever going to come, I don't know. We can't spend a single cent. And then to sell out in 60 seconds and thank you God that all worked out.
That's incredible.
That was insane.
Wow. Here I am thinking, 4 minutes, it's awesome. 60 seconds.
That is goosebumps.
But I think
crazy.
As well, everyone was online, right?
Yeah,
everyone was at home. No one had anything else to do.
Yeah.
No one was buying suits and business attire anymore. We were all living in activewear because we were all in lockdown. So that was a huge moment for us.
And what did you do with packing? Because no one's allowed to be, did you have to do it yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. It was wild. I love packing.
What?
Oh my gosh. I find so much satisfaction from finishing it. I'm a finisher, right?
Yeah,
so see the orders and work my way through. But that took a long time. And then we had to I was also doing customer service. It was just us.
Mm,
I was also doing customer service. I'm up until 3 a.m. replying to customers. Yep. I'm so sorry that your order's taking so long.
Yeah.
But that's a really hard message to convey to the customers well, because they don't necessarily care that you're the only one that's packing orders or anything. So that it was hard having to manage it all ourselves. So I guess it's you get the high, but then you also get the low that follows it, which I think is kind of what you've experienced a little bit as well.
It was once we sold out, we were oh my God, so hard. And then we were oh my God, the next day. Because we didn't know.
Same word, different tone.
Yeah. It was the next whole week or 8 days of our life was just
it
was the same. Just late at night, early in the morning.
Yeah. Right? And Jonathan, I'd go to bed at midnight and Jonathan was up, same like you, until 2:30 a.m. replying to emails, making sure everyone was happy, and it was intense. And after that week, I was like, I'm never packing another order again. Yeah. I'm getting staff like this. It drove me insane because it was just constant.
See, I say I love it now, but back then I'll probably be like, I'm never packing another order again.
Yeah. I don't mind packing like one or two here and there.
A little but cute order. If they order one thing, not the whole collection, that's too much.
Wow. So you work with your partner, your husband.
Yes.
How is that? Because I've had businesses with Jonathan in the past. And it's been challenging. How do you guys find it?
We're very lucky. I think Don and I have very different skill sets. And we also have separate jobs. Like I am the director of PR. So I do all of that side. Mm-hmm. Don is like, I'd say the director of everything else. Like he has all the reports to everyone. Like he's across everything. And then I get to be in what I love doing, which is like the PR, the media, the marketing, that kind of front facing stuff. So we're so blessed that we do have different skill sets, because otherwise I think there'd be a lot of clashing.
Yeah.
But also we understand that we both want the same result and have the same vision.
Yeah.
So if like obviously we bicker, we have finite six like that, we're only human, but we both know that we both have the best intentions for the brand. And so we just might have different ways of thinking to get there. Mm-hmm. But we always like, it sounds so cliche, but it's always like us versus the problem, not us versus each other.
Yeah, I love that.
And we're really good in that sense, in understanding that like he thinks he's right, I think I'm right, but we both know the end goal is the right goal.
Yeah.
It's really great that at the end of the day, we also don't have to explain things to each other. Like I think if I've had a really shitty day at work and I go home and explain to my husband like what's happened at work, but he doesn't really get it, that would be so frustrating to me. But and we also don't have to explain like wins. If either of us have a win, we both know about it and we celebrate it. Not like, oh, who is that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's really cool. It's a really good benefit and a good perk of it. I don't think everyone could do it and work with their husband, but we have managed to find a really good balance. It hasn't always been like that. When it was a smaller business and we didn't have separate roles, it was both of us doing everything.
Yeah.
It was definitely a lot harder. But now that we have like our separate skill sets and I have my to-do list, he has his to-do list.
Yeah.
We hardly see each other during the day. We just happen to like be in the same office. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I spend less time with him than anyone else in the office. So it's not like I'm like sitting on his lap doing the emails one letter at a time to each other or something. But and we work so much. We are also very lucky that we get to do it together because we spend so many hours in the office.
Do you take work home?
Yeah. I don't think you can. Can you switch off?
No, I don't think so. No. But I think if you're passionate about something, it doesn't really feel like work.
No.
You know, for me, when I had a 9-to-5, I wanted to knock off the second it hit 5 p.m. and I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want, you know, anything to do with work. Whereas when you build something yourself and you're so passionate about it, and maybe it could be 8 p.m. at night and you're talking to your partner about work, it doesn't feel like you're working.
Yeah. So I totally agree.
I think it's different.
Definitely. And I don't think work-life balance, like I don't think there's ever a perfect balance. Like sometimes work will be 100% and life takes a bit of a step back. But like you said, like if you love what you do, it's funny, they say like you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. I feel like it's the opposite. Like you work all the time, but you're happy to do so. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, we definitely take it home with us. I mean, I'm not talking about like payroll and accounts at 10:30 p.m., but we are talking about like
visions and goals.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I'm watching Real Housewives and I'm like, oh my God, I would love to dress so-and-so. Like that's work. Yeah. That's like a fun thing that I'm happy to chat about at 10 p.m.
But how is that, thinking about that, seeing famous people wear your stuff? How does that feel? Like when was the first time that ever happened for you?
The first time was, I remember, I won't say the name, but I remember the first time the celebrity actually placed an order with us on the website.
And did you see her name? Wow.
And we were in the IKEA car park, and this was when like we didn't really have an American following, right? We saw an American order because like Shopify dings on my phone. We still have all the notifications on. I'm still watching everything that comes through. Big orders, I'll always click on them and have a look. And we say like, thank you God to every single order that comes in. Like we're so grateful. And I saw this order come through from New York. And we were like, who is shopping? Like, who knows about Stacks in New York? That's so sweet. So we opened it up and it was a decent sized order. And they put their real name and I thought, nah, no way, this can't be true. So we looked this person up on Instagram and they had actually DM'd us on Instagram saying, hey, I just placed an order. I'm so excited to receive.
Oh,
and I was like, holy shit, this is crazy. So anyway, I refund the order. I'm like, oh my God, like I will gift you this. I'm going to throw in extras, blah, blah, blah. So that kind of kicked off stuff, like kicked off once one celebrity has it.
My dream is for Northwest to buy some collage.
You know, it'll happen. It'll happen. I see it.
But she's got her mum's skincare brand, so who knows?
Yeah, but North is naughty.
Yeah, she is.
So she's going to shop her own stuff.
And maybe she likes Deja's content, so maybe we have a chance. North, if you're listening.
I think so, surely. Come on, North. Check out.
I love it. Okay, so you've been in the business game for a really long time. If you could give yourself advice, like Matilda 10 years ago, what advice would you give her?
I think not comparing like your chapter to anybody else's, and I guess it's kind of like Instagram being a highlight reel, but it's like just because something works for someone, I don't think it's necessarily going to work for you. You can't copy it. Like you need to not stay in your own lane, so to speak, but you need to trust your gut and do what feels good for you, not do what other people have done or what other people are telling you. I'm big on like intuition and gut feelings. And something I learned recently is if you have to negotiate a decision with yourself, it's probably not the right one.
Yeah.
So even like, for example, like something small, like saying yes to an event or something, if you like don't want to reply to it straight away, and you don't know that it's like a hell yes, then don't do it because your gut always knows, right?
Yeah.
I've never had to negotiate a decision, said yes to it, and it's been the right decision.
Yeah.
Like you always, like that would be my advice.
Yeah.
Is just to listen to your gut because I really do think your gut knows what is good for you. And the more you listen to it, the more you trust it, the stronger the feeling will be.
That's so true.
That's so true.
Because I've had those kind of feelings before where I'm like, oh, I'll just say yes, even though I don't really want to. And it's been the worst decision of my life. It's just, I regret every single moment after that.
Yep. You just know. Yeah. You do. And I always think if you have to really think about whether or not you're going to say yes to it, it's not going to be the right decision.
Yeah. I love that. That's really good advice. I need to listen to that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So you're so open on social media, just like us. Is there anything that you do keep private?
It's so funny. I don't know. I remember I would like wax my nostrils on social media. Like I literally like did it all. And I haven't done that for a while. So maybe I still wax my nostrils. But I think there's still a mix and a bit of a balance, I think, because even though like I'll post like a million stories or do my question boxes or whatever, like there's still so much of the day that I'm not showing. So I guess like my family life, I do keep private. There are bits and pieces of like work. I'm big on the evil eye, right? Like, so I don't talk about things until they've happened or they're confirmed. So sometimes I think people will be like, oh my God, where did this come from? Or like, where, how did this happen? Or we didn't even know about it. I'm like, because I don't want to put things out to the universe until it's 100% confirmed.
Yeah.
So I guess I do keep a bit private.
Yeah.
I'm willing to share once it's happened. And also I think as well, when I'm going through tough times, I'm not putting that out on social immediately because I'm concentrating on getting through it.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to talk about it afterwards and share my experience. But during it, I'm not, I don't want to be like, I don't want to take away from working through the problem. Yeah. I'd rather come on and talk about what I've learned and what I've gone through. I think it all comes down to like evil eye shit. Like I just want like to do everything. And when it comes to announcing what's going on, only to do that once it's been confirmed.
Yeah. That's so good. Cause I feel like for us, I mean, I'm definitely a big oversharer and I try so hard to like keep stuff private, and like keeping Kalade under ropes is like the hardest thing I've ever done.
How long were you guys working on that for before it kind of got announced?
Like 8 to 10 months, time.
Yeah.
And it was just like people, I'd see like, you know, influencers in the street who are like, I don't know, we know them. They're like, oh, what are you doing? And I just tell them because I don't know, like I trust them. But then mum would be like, don't. And I'm like, oh.
It's hard, so especially bad. When you're so excited for something, right? Like it is hard to keep things under wraps.
Yeah. For sure.
Or like sometimes I worry that like if I say it, someone else will do it first. So I'm like, I've just got to keep it to myself.
And that's so true.
Yeah, which is, it's so funny. It's hard to find a balance though of what to share and what not to share.
Yeah, for sure. It is really hard, especially with a family as well. Mm-hmm. And because we share a lot of our family life.
Yeah.
I always try to, I guess, get permission from other people before I post certain things. Because a lot of people assume that we share literally everything, but there is a huge chunk of our lives that we, you know, choose to keep private.
Yeah.
But we want to stay as open as possible as well with everyone.
No, I totally get it. Cause like, yeah, you guys seem like you do share everything. So I guess it's like, it's kind of similar in that you can have like so many TikToks or so many stories up, but it still is only a fraction of your day.
Yeah. 100%
for sure.
So Stax was just featured in the Paris Fashion Week. Was that like a bucket list item for you?
It was so crazy. So we presented Second Left, which is our like, it's like a spin-off brand of Stax. So it's more
the tights on you've at got the moment.
Amazing. I'm so glad. I am obsessed. So I love Stax. I love Second Left. Second Left's kind of, it came up as more of a like fashion brand, giving us a little bit more like room to play. So we're doing athleisure wear because that's what we know, but we're also doing like ready to wear, and we're also branching into some other spots as well. So it gives us a little bit more freedom. So that is what we presented at Paris Fashion Week. And it was amazing. It was crazy. It was so surreal. So we got back 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And the whole week was like a whirlwind. So like we went to like meetings before with Fashion Week. So we're learning about like the run of the day and what we have to do. Then we went to like the model fittings backstage. Then we had the official show day, and it was just, it was
how many people
wild.
Were in the room?
There was about 100.
Wow. That's
and were there
awesome.
Like media people there as well?
Lots of media, which was so surreal. It felt like I was on like an episode of The Hills or something. Like, did you watch The Hills?
I've seen snippets.
Just like, I was like, what is life? Like, this is so crazy. And to think, you know, packing in Don's mum's spare room in Perth to Paris Fashion Week, I was like, it's actually just so crazy. And we got to take a lot of our team over as well. So we took, I think it was 8 of our staff.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a few of their first time in Paris too, which was amazing. We actually hired someone from our first LA hire. So her first week, we said, hey, do you want to come to Paris? So she flew across to Paris. We flew her to Paris and she came to Fashion Week to watch us present. And it's unbelievable. Like, it's real pinch me moments.
Yeah.
Something that Don and I have to always work on is just like taking a step back and just appreciating it
so
as well.
True.
Cause we have so much going on. Sometimes it feels like you're just going from one thing to the next.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be numb to this kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I
always want to just like have my moment and be like, wow, this is fucking cool.
Yeah, and have that. We were just talking about it on another episode, like being grateful and just remembering your journey. It's so important because it's so easy to kind of get really stuck in the middle of things that you get to go, wow, thank you, this is amazing.
Totally. I don't want to ever look back and be like, oh, I wish I like was in that moment a little bit more, or I wish I appreciated it a little bit more, because you don't get to relive it. Like when we realized we were in Paris Fashion Week and we had the opportunity to present, we were actually in LA when they contacted us and we're like, okay, like we're going to make it work. Like it's an opportunity that you don't say no to. And we're kind of big on say yes and work it out later.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what we did. We said yes and then we got it sorted. So it's like, it's one of those gut feeling things. Yeah. Like we just knew that was the right thing to do.
Yeah. And have you met some cool people along the way?
Yeah, it's been amazing. We have such a great network of people. Yeah. I think as well, people say it's really hard to make friends in this space. I think if you're like, if you have good intentions, you kind of attract the right people as well. And people that are willing to share and give advice. We've met some really incredible people, and also people that aren't necessarily in our direct space, like younger, older mentors. Even Michaela, who was my manager, who, like I said, allowed me to transfer from Perth to Sydney. When we first started hiring, we would contact her for like staffing decisions and trying to like, you know, if we're working through a situation with our staff, we would contact her of how to handle it and things like that. It's like, when you realize that you don't, like, if you're looking for mentors or if you're looking for people to get advice from, they don't have to be like directly in the industry that you're in. You can pick up bits and pieces from everyone along the way, which is really cool. Or like even podcasts and things like that, there'll be like a podcast I'll listen to and like one sentence will like really stick with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I did not expect to be like getting advice from this person. But there's just like sometimes you can just pick up one thing from the most unexpected person and it literally so changes your life.
That's so true. I love that.
And what else is on your bucket list for Stacks?
That's coming up. Exciting to know.
Yes, we are doing a lot of stuff in America. So we have an event we're back in LA in 3 weeks, I believe.
Oh, we're going to be in LA.
Oh my gosh. Well.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We'll chat later because you guys have to come to our event. It's going to be amazing. Oh, are you going to Coachella?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Are you going?
No, we're not going, but we're hosting an event around it.
Oh.
But you guys are coming.
Yes. Amazing.
So we'll see you there. It's going to be so much fun. So we're doing so much in America at the moment, which is really cool. So we're opening up more stores in Australia. We're going to do Gold Coast.
Oh, yes.
Adelaide, because especially Adelaide. Adelaide customers are so loud at wanting a store. So we are listening and we're doing our best. So we're going to secure a really great location, Gold Coast, Adelaide. We've got a couple of others in the works. And then, we're focusing on like branching out into the States at the moment which
is awesome.
It's fun. It's cool because we're so unknown in the States. Like we know we have Second Left for America and for the global market. And now we get to kind of build the brand again with the lessons that we've learned from Stacks.
Yes, I love that.
Which is really cool. Like it's nice to have the confidence that we've done it here and be able to like transfer that across the world as well. So it's really fun. We're in a fun spot at the moment. We've got Stacks, which is constantly growing and evolving and something we're really focusing on. But then we have Second Left, which is like a fun new project for us too. Keeps it fresh, which
That's
is good.
So cool.
That's awesome. And are you ever going to live in America or?
Oh, well, we have our little dog called Nanny. She's 14 years old. Well, no, she's 13. I always say she's 14, but then I think that's actually so rude. Like adding to a woman's age, right? So she's 13. She's too old to travel. And she's literally my angel, love my life. So I can't do anything without her. So we wouldn't do anything now. But I think we'd probably do like longer term stints over there.
Yeah, okay.
Now that we've got staff in America, we need to give them some attention too. So
America is a huge audience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Much bigger than Australia. So
That's probably what you want to break into.
Staff of like 1,000 over there.
Yeah. Oh my God. How will I remember all the names? Crazy, honestly.
Oh, that's really exciting. Well, do you have any advice for us? Because I would one day love to have our own little retail store or, you know, go down that path as well. What advice could you give us?
I think retail is amazing. And like doing having a touch and feel moment for people is incredible. And you guys know, like creating a moment that they want to share and they want to be involved in, it's so important. Like an Instagram worthy, a TikTok worthy moment. I always think brands like Glossier. Have you been into a Glossier store? You have to have a look. Like they really do an Instagrammable moment so well. Right. And I think it's fantastic for any brand to be in stores.
Yeah.
And especially being able to have a beauty brand that's like touch and feel and people can really see the product. Yeah. I think it's amazing. I think branching out into stores, and if you can get your own store and you have full control over it, like that's a dream, right? Yeah, like being able to go in and be like, this is my shop.
That
like,
would be a dream. Yeah. That would honestly be a dream.
But really thinking about all the little moments and like even making sure like the customer service or the sales associates know exactly, they live and breathe your product.
Yeah.
I think that is so important. Like really having great representatives of the brand.
For sure. That will be a huge thing for us because we really wanted our brand to feel like us. So if we ever did have a store, I think it would be the same kind of vibe. We would want people who worked there to kind of make it feel like us as well.
Yeah. That's why you need, I think you'd need your own store as well. So you've got control over that as opposed to having like having placements in other stores is fantastic and so great for exposure. But being able to have your own store and like control that whole store yourself.
Yeah.
That's so good for the brand.
Exciting times.
I'm going to come in for a little spa day. You'll see me in the Albury wearing cucumbers and I'll be just moisturizing.
I'm like ready to end this episode and go back to work.
Yeah, literally. I'm inspired.
Sorry guys, it's a Friday as well. We're going to go chill.
So do you have anything upcoming in Stacks at the moment?
So we actually had a new launch this morning. So Premium Seamless Second Left went online today. Awesome. I bought you guys some goodie bags.
Yes.
So the colors and the styles are absolutely gorgeous. I know you guys are big fans of Seamless. There's like this beautiful, I hope it's still available. Jump online and see if it's still available because I feel like I might have sold out really quickly. The espresso brown color.
Oh,
gorgeous. Love. We've got like also like the high neck t-shirts, little booty shorts. Like everything is so chic. It's so, so cute.
Oh, I can't
there's stuff
wait.
For winter, there's stuff for summer. So no matter what season you're in, I'm literally obsessed. This is our best Seamless collection. So we launched that one today, which was amazing.
I can't wait to check it out. Yes. That's so exciting.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
it's been an
me.
Absolute pleasure and I've learned so much and so inspired by you. But yeah,
this is the end of the episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you guys don't already follow Matilda, make sure you go ahead and do that. And you can follow our socials at Basically Besties Pod and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Okay, bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.